Now, we're talking about praise and worship because this is what we're doing, praise and worship. And throughout the years, I've noticed as a praise and worship singer that not everybody understands that praise is different from worship. And they don't understand the elevation from praise into worship. So this is, yes.
See, I've always thought about praise is up there and worship is kind of when you slow down. But you've taught me that it's the other way. That praise is where you start, but worship is where you want to go. And it is an elevation.
Yes.
And it, thank you.
Yes. Well, I'm glad that you're enjoying this, Rabbi, because it's only meant to help. Now, and the previous broadcasts on Podbean or Podomatic or iTunes, the name of the podcast is When I'm 64, because
I'm now
there. But I wanted to contribute something for the sake of unity in God's kingdom, because it's very difficult if you're coming from, let's say, a Pentecostal Christian background where the churches themselves, by design, are set up to mimic the Greek amphitheater. And I don't think that's the way Jesus Christ, the synagogue, looked. I really don't. What I'm trying to do is help us to see how to go deeper in relationship with the Father. So in this series, we've been talking about the five physical senses and the five soul senses we talked about last week, right?
Yeah.
And today we're talking about the five spiritual senses that each person has, but may not even be aware that they have that. And we mentioned in last week's teaching that the body, the mind, and the spirit, or the body, the soul, and the spirit, each have five senses. And so as
you blew me away.
Yeah, and so when we come into the house of the Lord in prayer, we're mostly demonstrating in the physical senses. So as a recap, praise and worship are two different things. Praise is something we do when we enter into the Father's house. The Word of God says we enter into the house of the Lord with praise and thanksgiving in our hearts.
Amen.
We will enter His courts with praise. We're coming from a worldly environment into a set-apart house of God. We engage in praise for the sole purpose of getting close to the Father.
Amen.
It is something that is done either alone or more usually with a group of people at the beginning of a service, singing songs to God. At this point in praise, we're engaged in the five physical senses with a goal to elevate into the presence of God's love by tapping into our soul senses, which we discussed last week. One way you will know when you're in your soul senses is when you have an emotional experience while praising God. Many people, including myself, will start to cry. And this is a very natural and supernatural response to God's presence. But many people think this is where the buck stops, so to speak. This is as far as you can get, all right, when praising. Because we can have an emotional experience not knowing you can climb Jacob's ladder higher toward the heavens, toward the presence of God, engaging in the five spirit senses. This is the most intimate experience of being in our Father's presence, something that is practiced by becoming fully immersed in His Spirit, submitting your five physical senses and pressing through your emotions housed in the soulish realm to pursue worship in the Spirit. As you are in your spirit senses worshiping God, you will lose an awareness to your physical surroundings. But at the same time, aware of being in one accord in the spirit instead of the flesh. This is a major difference between praising and worshiping God, something that many people just do not know how to experience. For example, last week during praise and worship, as I attempted to ascend deeper into the realm of worship, I was singing with all of my heart, all of my soul, all of my mind and my body, to the Father. Now, sometimes I sing louder because I'm giving everything I've got to the Father in an effort to get closer to God.
Right.
I surrender my whole being to Him. Passion erupts, just like little children who run to their daddy with a gleeful expression. But after the service was over, this lady who was in front of me turned around and said to me, I'm glad you sing loudly so you can drown us all out. What an odd thing to say after having an experience in God's presence.
Right.
Part of me said, well, maybe I should sing softer so I'm not noticed.
No.
And then the other part of me said, she needs to amp it up and not think about others singing around her instead, like we're some kind of in a glee club or something, but instead belt it out and not worry about what others are thinking about her singing, because in actuality, that's what she's saying. Her voice isn't good enough to exert herself vocally to God.
And God doesn't say, sing beautifully to me. He says, make a joyful noise.
Joyful noise.
And you know, this Beshert, my beloved, every morning spends an hour praising and worshiping God, and I get to enjoy it. But she's been sick all week, and it hasn't been as enjoyable this week because she doesn't sound so good, all right? But it doesn't matter. It doesn't slow her down. It doesn't prevent her,
right?
You know. She keeps praising God, and she keeps worshiping God because it's who she is.
Right.
It's who we all should be.
Now, getting back to the lady, that mindset of, I'm glad you're drowning me out so nobody hears us, it stems from comparing yourselves to others.
Right.
And it has no place in worship.
Right.
For some reason in this country, the United States, I don't know if it's that way in other places, we're all listening and thinking, my voice is better than your voice. Or how about, you should come to my church because we have the greatest singer. Sorry, that's not why I go to church.
Right.
I go because I'm getting fed. Yeshua said, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Give the word of God to the people that are following as his disciples. So we must get back to a place where we only have our attention focused on the Father.
Right.
And if, after having an emotional experience in God's loving presence, there results in no change in your relationship with the Father as far as the degree of closeness and desire to meditate or study on His Word, then you have had just that, an emotional experience in the soulish realm of your emotions, which in itself is a wonderful place to be.
It's better than being in the flesh.
But don't stop there.
Right.
Don't stop there. Press on into the spirit of worship. So being in God's presence is much more than emotional release. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Now, I was going to continue on, but I'm really having to exert myself. So if I have your permission, could I continue this teaching on the spirit senses next week?
Yeah, I think that would be wise, because Bezrat Hashem, with the help of God, you're not going to be feeling nor sounding like you're sounding now. And I think that would be a wise thing to do, Doctor.
Yeah. So I thank you for listening and hope you will tune in again next week right here on iTunes podcast, When I'm 64, also on podomatic.com and podbean.com. I thank you for listening to this broadcast, and I hope that you would join us and participate in our Friday night online services celebrating the Sabbath from the Facebook group entitled Messianic Shabbat Sidur Service, or on my YouTube channel, Devorah Cohen, as well as Periscope.tv or Twitter with the handle Devorah Cohen 2017. Remember that we are all coming together prophetically, according to Scripture, in one accord to the Commonwealth of Israel to celebrate the coming of our Messiah. Let us pray for this day to come soon and very soon. And I will close out with one of our Sabbath songs, which you can also find online at www.devorahclark.com. Thank you, God bless you, and hope you'll join us again. Shabbat Shalom. Be not ashamed, your
Hoseini, Amim nochot yanahaleni, Nafshi Yeshuvah, Nafshi Yeshuvah, Yanchreini b'magli sedik l'mashemo. Mavet lo irara ki ata imadi shivtecha umishantecha shivtecha Shantecha Ema yanachamuni Taroch lefanai Taroch lefanai shulchan Taroch lefanai shulchan Negetzo Shanta, 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 Bashem en Roshi. Shanta, Bashem en Roshi. Kosi Reva. Shut up.